please listen carefully.
Well, hello world, and welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay.
And we're part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of news media and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
6 days a week, we publish positive news stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. Actually, it's 7 days a week because our Optimist emissaries get the Optimist View on Sundays, so we need to update that. Anyway, now we are sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, home office-worthy, happy hump day-worthy podcast. Today is Wednesday, May 27th, 2020.
Wow, and you know, we should update our show notes because it's still stuck on last Friday.
Yeah, our script here says the date's Friday, May 22nd, but fortunately, I don't only read what's on the teleprompter.
Oh, you're better than me, Summers. You're much better than me.
We've had a couple Anchorman experiences around here, but fortunately, I realized it is Wednesday, not Friday, although I am, and I kind of had this little mini meltdown about this perpetual Groundhog Day. Everything seeming the same. And yesterday I just got like so frustrated that after a great day at work, which was phenomenally productive, we actually have expanded some team members, we're rolling in some new technology. Great things happen at work in my wild and crazy work hours of 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then all of a sudden I had the baby and I was like, great, I'm going to go do something fun and interesting with the baby in our yard. I am so frustrated that I can't take her for her first swim lesson, that I can't take her to the beach to go play. I kind of had a Groundhog Day meltdown yesterday. So that's where my head's at. Where's your head at?
My head, actually, I feel good. It's good to be back and feeling healthier each day. I actually took some time to invest in my workspace here in my home office. I cleaned it up. I cleared it out. I need to add a little shelf. And then I feel like I'll have a really, really fantastic and productive space. And I know for me, when I am in a mood like you were in yesterday, Summers, one of the best things for me is to actually kind of clean and declutter. Cleaning and decluttering is a meditative act for me personally.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I am a huge cleaner. And Will, my husband, sometimes will say, hey, we're going to take the baby or we're going to go give you an hour. You rest. And he'll come home and I will have cleaned for the entire hour. And he gets frustrated. I'm like, no, you don't get it. That's my meditation. That is my unwind. I was noticing this morning as I scurried from one side of the house to the other that it is a bit of a mess and not dirty, just very messy. So you're probably right. A good cleaning session, maybe after our big staff meeting today. I'll spend 20-30 minutes cleaning. Thank you for that recommendation.
The other thing that was really nice yesterday is that I got my flowers from you all finally arrived. I received a beautiful orchid from the Books, which you know, is one of our favorite companies. Anyway, that was really nice. And thank you very much, Summers, and the rest of the team for making that happen. It just feels great to get cared for. And it was a living plant, so I can actually keep it for a long time. It wasn't cut flowers, which I really appreciated as well.
Oh, good. I'm so glad it arrived and you are loved. And we do love that particular company. Like many of the companies we support at the Optimist Daily, they focus on a circular economy. They have great fair trade relationships with all of their vendors and all of their growers. So I figured you would approve of a purchase from there. Well, what do we have on tap today? I have a story that is aligned with what I was just talking about, actually, but there are just 10 amazing headlines today on the Optimist Daily. But I guess you kicked it off yesterday, Christy, so should I kick it off today?
Yeah, I think you should definitely kick it off today. And I know we always struggle coming up with which one we want to choose, but I want to hear what you have to say about your choice. So,
all right. Nope. My choice today is the headline, How COVID-19 Helped Destigmatize Virtual Therapy Resources. I am a huge mental health advocate and I am a huge mental health challenge awareness person. I think a lot of times people mask or do not share that they struggle with depression or other mental health challenges. For me, I have gone through periods in my life where I have had depression, where I have struggled with lows, and I have been very, very fortunate to have amazing resources to get through it. Actually, most recently, I hit an unexpected low while pregnant. When I had my appendix removed at the very beginning of my tenure at the Optimist Daily, I was also discovered that I was pregnant with my baby girl, and it was kind of a flurry of intensity. And as I came out of the anesthesia and into the world and back into life, I found myself about 6 weeks later just unable to stop crying. I would work and I would be very productive at work, and then I would just be emotionally wrought. And unfortunately, during that time, my tools that I had been accustomed to using, which was, you know, high intensity endorphin based exercise, hot yoga, great mountain climbing, you know, different medications that I had taken over the years to combat depression, and a lot of the tools that I would have customarily turned to were unavailable to me because I was pregnant and because I was recovering from surgery. I had to really be frank with my mental health care professional as well as my prenatal physician and say, I need some help. And what they ended up doing was a combination of therapy as well as a increase in a vitamin B supplement called methylfolate. So I got through it and I got through that low. I've had, you know, periods of low over the last 10, 15 years, and they show up kind of once every 2 or 3 years. I'll go through a low phase that I really need some help getting out of. The stigma behind acknowledging mental health challenges is pervasive. We know it, right? People are afraid to admit that they struggle with depression or any mental health challenge. But COVID-19 has actually destigmatized a valuable resource available to people who are wrestling with that. Telephone crisis lines have been effective for providing immediate help for those in need for decades, but teletherapy, specifically online therapy, was stigmatized as impersonal or less legitimate than in-person therapy sessions.
I just want to acknowledge that you're acknowledging that you've had your own ups and downs. And I just think that's super important. I just want to cut into your diatribe here because I just feel like that's so important. And part of destigmatizing mental health concerns is people really being frank and open about their own personal crises, because I think all of us go through times of challenge. And I think that right now with what you were talking about when you were pregnant, you know, a lot of your normal tools had been disconnected from you because it wasn't good to do while you're pregnant, or you were recovering from surgery so you couldn't get out and about. So you were having to come up with new tools. And I think COVID-19 has done that right now for mental health. And
absolutely.
Just not being able to have a hug from your friends or go and visit with people who normally make you feel good face to face, or get out and about, or go to the gym. I know for a lot of people, just, you know, lifting or really exercising can really change your mood. And so I just love that you chose this story and how online or telephone therapy can really be useful. I just want to break in before you got into all the details. I think this is a great story to share.
You know what? You totally caught me off guard, because you're right. I was like, all right, here's my story. And then here's the solution. And I was just going to barrel through to not take a moment and rest in the emotion of admitting just where my head has been. But thank you for that, because giving me that pause to really acknowledge it. And hopefully to anyone listening, if you have a need right now, don't hesitate to get into teletherapy. Most online therapy is really beneficial to use not only in times in crisis, but in times of ongoing need for therapy. My therapist and I have transitioned to online therapy actually after Brennan arrived, because I no longer had the ability to, you know, really put her down and go for an hour. So I ended up doing it during my lunch breaks. Christy and the team at Optimist Daily know that I, on Wednesdays at lunch, every other Wednesday, would go sit in my car and have a therapy session. Teletherapy has really been a tremendous tool that is now coming out of the shadows and into wide usage due to COVID-19. They're seeing a worldwide rise in teletherapy. And yeah, there's some adjustments needed to fully integrate telehealth services into regular practices, like modifying HIPAA regulations to account for the platforms. And of course, it can be a little hinky here and there when your Zoom call cuts out or your Skype conversation cuts out. But at the end of the day, don't not give teletherapy a try because you have any concern on whether or not it is effective. And read more of the details on the Optimist Daily. I think we sourced this story from Psychology Today, so there's a great deeper dive into that. But there's definitely a great tool that has come to the rise, and it is teletherapy.
Yeah. And the thing that I like about this too is it really helps people who are in areas of the country or areas of the world where it's hard to access live therapists. I mean, it's not like everybody's in New York City with a psychoanalyst up the street. You know, there's some places in this country that it's really, really hard to find somebody to talk to. And while antidepressants and other medications can really help treat symptoms, actually, talk therapy is one of the best ways of really dealing with your mental health issues. So anyway, I just think this is great. It also shows telehealth in general is a great additional tool. I don't think that it's always going to be instead of in person. It's really important to be able to have a personal relationship, but it's great as a stopgap when you can't get to a therapist or to even a clinician. And I know that when I had my crisis last week, I am lucky enough that I have an internist that I can call, and I was able to ask him what I should do. And he asked me to check my symptoms. He told me to do this, press here, press there. He said, oh, you have to go to the emergency room. And so I did. So telehealth in general is a great thing, and it's really good for mental health as well.
Absolutely. Great headline on the Optimist Daily. Christy, what's got you fired up today?
Well, as you know, when I look for local stories, I often turn to space. And today is the day that SpaceX is launching American astronauts into space for the first time, and it's going to be a change in how NASA delivers astronauts into orbit. And we have Space Force happening now, and there's a new show on Netflix that I'm looking forward to watching with Steve Carell. And you all know I love space, and I love science and space and all of this. But there is some issues with all this orbiting stuff out in the low Earth orbit, space junk. And as it becomes cheaper and easier to launch satellites, we're starting to see sort of a tragedy of the commons out there. And so there's a headline today: economists propose an orbit tax to solve the problem of space junk. And this is in our policymaking section from the Optimist Daily. And I just think this is a great story, and I recommend it to all of our listeners to go and read this. But the other thing that I like about this, besides it being a story about space, is that it's the idea of using taxes to incentivize good behavior is not a new thing. And economists love this because it actually helps to level out the tragedy of the commons that can happen when you just are focused on profit and short-term gains. Like, for example, a carbon tax is a great solution that economists have long been touting, and it has bipartisan support for many people. It's sort of an economic solution to the climate crisis, and it's just not very popular. People think of taxes as bad, but actually they're not necessarily bad, and they can actually be designed in ways to do good. It's an economic instrument that can help incentivize good behavior. So putting a tax on orbit would tax every satellite put into orbit, which would mean that whoever launches it has a longer term responsibility for cleaning it up once that satellite is no longer operational or useful. Because the objects that are crowding that low Earth orbit could end up really taking out other important communication satellites or other things that we've grown to depend on, GPS, everything.
The way that this tax works, right, is basically it's a tax that comes into when you put a satellite into orbit, there's a tax. So the incentive itself would be that operators, you would ask them to sort of think twice before just adding another satellite, right? Exactly. So you're asking them to be more responsible and ensure that there is a long-term usage of everything they put up there, right? You've got to make a really good decision. You can't just willy-nilly be throwing satellites up for fun.
Sure.
But you have to be strategic.
You have to be strategic. And also you can use that revenue that's generated from that a little extra hit on the cost of putting something into orbit to then, at the end of the day, mitigate all that random trash that's orbiting the planet as it gets crowded up there. And we need to clean it up. We'll have some monies that to make it make sense, because cleaning it up themselves and incentivizing that doesn't seem to be working.
To add to your story about space junk, two things. One, Christy loves to joke that we need more local stories, so she wants space stories, because we're all fairly sure that Christy is actually Harkins from another planet. Genius alien Christy. Secondly, speaking of other genius aliens, I heard today, this morning on the news, as they were talking about the SpaceX launch, that I guess Elon Musk and Tom Cruise are getting together to film an actual movie in space. I just don't know whether or not that itself will be space junk or space trash or might be good to watch.
Mission Impossible X? I don't know.
Anyway, if that movie gets made, we will certainly be covering it on The Optimist.
I don't know. I don't know if I can stomach reading more about Elon Musk or Tom Cruise personally.
But, you know, they're launching astronauts today, so it's...
Hey!
Anyway, they might not be from your planet, but the odds are those two are definitely from other worlds. I have often thought that.
They're definitely unique snowflakes, each of them in his own way.
All right, so we've got a bunch of other great headlines on the Optimist Daily today. Another one, because May is Mental Health Awareness Month, there is a platform that allows you to send words of encouragement to frontline workers, a switchboard called #TextForHumanity. So that's a free texting platform, and go ahead and check out that story in the Optimist Daily. We've got millions of healthcare workers urging the G20 leaders for a green recovery. Scientists have created a rubber material that can be recycled over and over. Researchers use drones to study active volcanoes up close. Yay, drones. Teams need a devil's advocate. Here's how to play the role productively. I think we should send that to Robert. And last but not least, increased bike sales in the UK shows cycling is here to stay. And Christy, there was one more amazing story that we have to tip our hats to. What was the cover story on the Optimist Daily today?
It was about how in Costa Rica, the first ever same-sex marriage was conducted in Latin America. Go read that. It's nice focusing on people making commitments to each other. Love is blind.
Yep.
Dilto paga.
Yeah. It's a great story, and we're really excited for all the couples in Costa Rica who can now legally marry. So thank you, everyone, for listening to the Optimist Daily Update. We promise to continue to share positive, solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure it is changed for the good. We promise to cover the current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
And please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com and help support the reader-funded independent journalism for just $5 a month, and be a part of the solution-changing consciousness and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset. Thank you so much, Summers, and thank you, everybody, for listening today.
Have a great day, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.